Nice. I'm very honored. How are you doing? Very good. So you stayed in an extra day in the States? A day and a half in the States. A couple of years ago, me and my son almost had the same trouble. We were flying out from Edmonton, and we were right there in time early. So we checked in, and in all their wisdom and their glory, they directed us to an office. So we went in there, didn't the suitcases, everything went through. So to make a long story short, we sat there. I tried to speak to them behind the counter. I said, "Sit down, we'll call you." Now he said, "You watch, it's time to board." I went three times. I tried to get their attention on boarding. "Sit, we'll call you." So I got mad. I started to parade from one side. I was walking with an attitude. I was now mad. I was mad. So eventually, I just went to them. Now I had it. I said, "Listen." They started chasing me away. I said, No, you're not going to do this." I said, "Listen. My plane is in the air. My suitcase is in the air. And you're not going to send me home. You're going to book me in a hotel and you're going to reschedule me." You know what they did? They were so mad. They brought the plane back. They really did. So I've got my dealings with them. Yeah, we've got our dealings with them. We don't know if we are from the Lord or what. Last year, me and Chris had to fly to. When we went to, when they chased Linmo back. Ottawa, we had to fly to Ottawa. That's okay. Anyway, it's great to be here. Have I got a pen? Can I get a chair here, Chris? Yeah, that's actually perfect. You see, have you got a pen? Oh, there they are. Right now, thanks for coming out. I trust that Jesus will help us, that we don't come and just do another meeting, but that Jesus Christ will direct our lives. Amen. So Lord Jesus, you said, "These words that I've spoken, they are not mine. They belong to my Father. And He tells me what to say and how to say them." So Lord, will you help us in this evening? Lord, will you redirect our lives for your name's sake, Lord Jesus? Mighty Spirit of the living God, we need you more than any other time. We need you to touch us. Amen. I want to speak on missions. Now, we've got to hear that I said it last night, we are all of us are different, okay? If you read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, those were the disciples that were around Jesus. They wrote the story of Jesus, but there's a little difference in everyone. Each one had a different perspective, okay? It's the same story, but in different perspectives. So sometimes when we hear someone preach, you think he highlights something. It's just a different perspective. And but I trust that Jesus will help us tonight. Amen. Some years ago, I was a pastor. Okay, I pastored a church for 13 years. And then God delivered me. God had mercy. Well, we know what it is. Yeah, we have a couple of guys here who've been in ministry. Right. So I came at a place where I was fed up. Okay? I was tired of ministry. I was tired of people. I just wanted a break. So me and my wife, we went to Durban. We stayed in Poch. We went to Durban on holiday. And I said this thing to myself. I said, I don't want to speak to nobody. I was tired of people. I don't want to tell, I don't even want anybody to know I'm a Christian. I'm going to shut down, okay? I'm not going to talk about Jesus. I'm just going to just relax. So we went to the beach. I know nobody ever been there. I'm the only one. Okay? So we went to the beach. And guess what? Here's some young people on the beach coming and sitting. Ask, can I sit down? So he said, oh, sit down. Listen, we want to talk to you about eternal life. No way. No. At first, you chase them away. No, I don't. No, leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm sorry. I'm born again. Okay, I've got my church. I'm born again. I'm fine. But the whole week, they pissed me with Jesus on the beach. And then, I sense the Lord told me this. He said this. We are either... either we are a missionary or regardless where we found ourselves in life, you are either a missionary. Now, the word missionary means the sent out, sent forth. One that takes the gospel. So, unless we are a missionary, a sent forth one, we find ourselves to be in mission field. Regardless where we are, at work, when we are with our families, nice family gathering together, you cannot be anything else as a Christian. So for a long time, John, I know a lot of people, when you talk about missions or send, it's a lot of work. You know, man, do I really got to go out now and tonight, let's all go to Subway. I don't know if you do it here, but in Edmonton, everybody wants to run to Tim Hortons. Let's go and give our tracks at Tim Hortons. Let's go to Walmart and let's do some treasure hunting in Walmart. You know what I talk about? And it's a lot of effort. It's a lot of work involved. But there's a scripture that base missions. That bring it, just put it in the right perspective. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. The very driving force behind reaching out to people is love. This is love, man. It's not a job. You see, as long as it's a job, it's something I've got to do, you know. It's like a list I've got to tick off. Yes, I spoke to somebody today. It's a, you know, I'm not that bad, you know. But that is not what the gospel is about. The very thing that will... the thrust behind me is love. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, says this. For the love of God compels me. Yo, man, we need to preach this more. It is God, the Lord Jesus Christ, will put so much love in my heart for people. And that is the very thing, my love for people, my love for the lost, that will thrust me into the world. Amen? For God so loved the world that Jesus had to come to the earth. He had to leave his glory. He had to come and walk on the earth. And then they crucified him. But behind the force behind him was the love for the lost. So when the very fact that it's such a job and such an effort for me to go and speak to someone, the problem is not the effort, the problem is the heart. Maybe I need to readjust my heart a little bit. So, let's put the scripture together. Some of you heard me, some of you seen me did it before. Let me just do it again. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. Man, I'm going to preach as if we've never heard it before. Is that right? The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Lo. You heard Matthew? You heard St. Mark? You heard Dr. Luke? And Saint Lo, right? You don't have to die to become a saint. Got that right? So in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says this. Then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Okay? Let them rule over creation. Is that correct? Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over all the creeping things on the air, over all creation. Let them rule. That was God's plan for man. Let them rule creation. God's intention was for bull to rule. Okay? So we read in the book of Psalm. Psalm 115, verse 16 says. He says, the heavens belongs to God. Bill, have you got it? Will you read it? The Lord, read again. Right. In the heavens, the mighty splendor belongs to God. But the earth, he had given to man. To do what? To rule. Let them rule creation. You see, unless we do understand the gospel, we'll miss it. Some of us, or the way I was raised is that I was raised very... First, I was raised that the heavens belongs to God, but the earth belongs to the devil. The devil's creation. Then, yeah, this earth belongs to the devil. That's the way I was raised. That's why when nobody ever cared about the earth. Then that was in a Pentecostal church. So when I became when I came to the charismatic movement, they said, no, God is over all. So the creation belongs to God. God is God do everything. Man's got no responsibility in the whole thing. But as a matter of fact, it's not true. When God put everything together, he said, create, okay, let's make man like us. Let's give him the earth. The heavens will belong to us. We will reign. We will rule. It will be our kingdom. But let man rule and reign on earth. That was God's plan. He gave creation to man. But we know that when sin came, things happened, okay? They lost the capacity. They lost the rulership. But, okay, let's read this. Romans chapter 8, verse 19 says, you're going to read it, Bill. Is this okay? You heard me preach on this? You haven't? Okay, I'll preach for you. Yeah. I just love you guys. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Read again. Oh. Creation waits for who? For the sons of God. Some of the translation says this. It's an eager creation. Creation, okay? Heaven is okay. How many of you know that heaven is okay? I preached this 2 years ago. No, last year. I preached this in the Lighthouse Church. I said, listen, guys. Heaven is fine. The last time I checked up in heaven, Jesus was still on the throne. The angels was all still in submission. Heaven is fine. You know, we want to do so many spiritual activity, binding, losing. We want to rule. We interfere in the spiritual realm. But the problem is not the spiritual realm. The problem is here. Now, there is a place. I see Anna's face. Yeah, we should do that. But we should have in mind that the problem is not there. I even said this. Now I'm just going to talk. We're just friends here tonight, okay? I said, we love prophesying from the morning till the night. We just prophesy and prophesy and prophesy. But every prophecy is in heaven like that. There's no more place in heaven for another prophecy. Why don't we download it a little bit? Say, Lord, let manifest this. It's time that the spiritual realm manifest on the earth. There's a saying back home. I don't know if you've got it here. Sometimes we are so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. They've got it here. They got 90% of the charismatics. 90% of the charismatic people are so spiritual, but they have no earthly good. That's a fact. That's a very big fact. So the problem is not in the heavenly realm. Just by the way, we're going to need faith to pull those prophecies down. said, Lord, this is the time, this is the day for revival. I will not prophesy about another revival. Lord, use me to bring revival. It's time to put on the gospel and to manifest the gospel on the earth. The Bible says, the word became flesh and dwell among us. It's time that the gospel of Jesus Christ need to manifest in flesh. The problem is here. Are you okay, June? All right. So now creation is in eager expectation, waiting for the sons of God to step in. Let's go to Bill. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9 and 10. This is where Jesus, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus, will you please teach us how to pray? So Jesus says, okay, this is how you should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, listen to me, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, let it be on the earth. Jesus wants earth and heaven to be equalized. Forget about all the teachings we have heard. Okay? The heart of Jesus, Lord, as heaven is, let it be on the earth. Let your kingdom come on earth. God wants to restore things a little bit. So Jesus came and he did that. He empowered. You see, let me say this. This is biblical. It might sound wacko, but it's biblical doctrine. In John chapter 10, from a verse 1, you're going to read for me, Bill. Okay, thank you. Right. It says this. The one who come by any other mean except the gate, right? Who come through the fence is a thief and a robber. What is he talking about? You know? It talks about for any person to operate on earth legally, he had to come through natural birth. That's the whole, you know that. Devil comes into the earth in any other way that makes him a thief and a robber. But Jesus is the gate. All right? Natural birth gave Jesus the legal right. Are we all together? Let me just put out a punch here for somebody.
Thank you.
Sometimes we need to take our religious glasses off, Eleanor. I've heard people always say, man, let's go and pray. We found the gates of hell in our city. Satan is coming through certain gates. Have you ever heard that? Intercessors always use that. Oh, well, let's find, we found that this is a gate of the demonic gate into the city. And I always think, how do you get that? Satan does not use a gate. He come through the fence, every illegal manner. But Jesus came through natural birth. That gave him the right to operate on earth. Correct. So when Adam messed up this whole plan of creation, in order for creation to be restored, Jesus had to be born. He had to put on a natural body, a physical body, a hand, a mouth, a feet. So Jesus started to restore creation. He took back that what the devil stole. Okay? But now in John chapter 17, let's go from 15 and 18. John 17, 15. Okay. Yes, Jesus. Now, this is where Jesus, just before he left, okay, he prayed for the disciples, and he prayed this. Father, I do not pray that you take them out of this world. Jesus Christ, listen, this is a revelation, man. It is the will of the Lord for Peter to be here. Most of the Christians that I know today want to be in heaven. But Jesus says, no, Father, not yet. It's not time to die yet. Pardon? There goes over again. Father, I do not pray that you rapture them yet, but keep them from the evil one. Okay? Why? Why was it so important for Jesus to keep us? Because of Matthew 6. As it is in heaven, let it be on the earth. Jesus wants to raise us. He wants to establish us so that we can bring the kingdom down. Because Romans 8:19, creation is an eager expectation waiting for the sons of God. They wait for Peter and for Anna to step in. So, Father, don't take them out of this world yet. Keep them from the evil one. Do not let the devil touch them. But Peter, be there. Verse 18. Yes, Jesus. He says, Father, don't take June out of his world, but keep her. Don't let the devil touch her. But Father, as you had sent me into the world, the very way that you had sent me into this world, send June. That's the will of the Lord. Send Jules into the world. Don't take them out yet. There's no flower boxes in heaven, okay? Imagine, listen, we sometimes funny. I always heard, man, if you die, God's going to use you for his beautiful flower, what do you call it? You're going to be a flower in a flower box in heaven. Have you heard that stories? Yeah, you're going to sit in heaven in a flower box and you're going to look beautiful for Jesus. Can you imagine? Who wants to go and be a flower for the rest of your life? I mean, for eternity. No, man. God wants us here for now. He created He created the earth for man. That was his plan. That was his purpose. But man, it seems man don't want to be here. Man want to be there. I was telling Jules just now before the meeting. You see, Jesus, now I know in this, it's not in this community, but in many other communities it's like this. Sometimes the church is so spiritual and we live from the one high to another high and another high. And we run from one conference to another conference to another conference. Jesus at night, Jesus would get up on the mountain and then the heaven would open for him, okay? There were lightning and thunder and his clothes became white like snow and Moses appeared and Elijah appeared. You know, all those glamorous goodies that the church loves so much. It's great. It's great. It's great to love that. But the Bible says the next day that Jesus would come down the mountain. He would have his touch from the Holy Spirit at night on the mountain. But the next day, Jesus would be on the earth, restore, bring back to life creation. That is the very purpose of having a touch from Jesus. It's to bear fruit. It's not to be super spiritual. The most super spiritual people are the most useless people I know. Jesus wants us to be practical, to touch people, man. For God so loved the world. God gave Jesus a passion for people. So that passion helped him to endure the cross. I don't want to talk about myself, but I tell you the truth. If I haven't got a passion for people, I wouldn't do this. I can be with my home, man. I love my wife. For those who don't know, I love my wife. I want to be with my wife. Some people think, no, don't know what to think. I've got, don't know what kind of marriage I think I have. I love my wife, man. But I've got a passion burning in me. Okay? We've got to do something for Jesus in this life. So I need him to touch me so that I can come and touch you. I always say, unless he touch me, I can't touch you, man. How can I touch you? What's flesh? Can't do nothing. If you're in a desperate need for something, unless Jesus has touched my life, I can't touch you, man. So Jesus had the world
on his heart.
Jesus was always sending us into the world, okay? Luke 9, Jesus called the disciples together. He gave them power and authority and said, go into all the world. The world is wacko. You know, yes, especially the construction world, man. They are. That's another world. Then you put a pastor in there. You see, when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says, therefore, all authority have been in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Now, Bill, go forth and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples of people. You see, Jesus, This was just before he was taken up to heaven. It was so important, man. The world, the very last thing on his world was, in his, the last thing on his heart was the world. Come to all the world. In Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 8. Verse 4 says this. Now, this is the very last moments, okay? The last days of Jesus on earth. He said, on one occasion, while Jesus was with the disciples, he commanded them. Yeah, that's a strong word, eh? Jesus could have said, he used very strong language. He said, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem, do not go into all the world, but wait for the Holy Ghost. Is that correct? Verse 8 says this, Anna. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you will be my witness. The baptism in the Holy Spirit is the purpose of a baptism in the Holy Spirit. Are you okay? It's not to speak in tongues. That's not the purpose. That's part of a fruit. The purpose is so that I can be enabled to go into the world. You do not start preaching unless you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you receive power to endure. That's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. So that I can stand in the world and represent. Imagine, listen to this now. To represent the Godhead. To be a very spokesman from the great God of heaven. Just imagine. The God that thunder. And then there's low. He's going to represent God. Hey? You need the Holy Ghost to try to represent a mighty God. But we are His ambassadors. This is the gospel. This, in the gospel of Jesus, there's no place to sit. I said it last night, you know? The church is, I wish I can close church and start church over. Church in general, where people come and listen. No, man, the Bible says in 1 James, James chapter 1, verse 22 says this. It says, do not deceive yourself by only listening to the word. There's a great deception. Man, it's dangerous to sit in a church and to listen to the word. It's dangerous. Do not deceive yourself. We got it? But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Man, the church needs to step in. Where was it that I preached, Chris? What I said? If you, I trust Jesus, that if you're only going to come and listen to the word, that the spirit of slumber will fall on you. Don't listen to the word. Do what it says. Yeah, it's dangerous, man. Great deception. Okay, so now Jesus wants us out. For God, let's not lose the emphasis. For God, it's always... For God so loved the world. We are on earth. We are empowered by the Holy Ghost. And the very thing that drives us is the love of God. Somebody once said, the reason why Jesus poured out his heart in us is so that he can love more people. So, I missed something. Let me go back. I said Jesus needed a physical body to operate on the earth, okay? That's why Jesus had to be born on the earth. That gave him legal right. But when in John, when he said, as you have sent me into this world, so now do I send them. Jesus, come here, John, please. The very mandate of Jesus Christ, he gave the mandate. Father, the word actually there means commission. Father, as you have commissioned me, you know, Jesus didn't just came, okay? He came with a plan, with a blueprint. Jesus, this is what you should do. Upon his shoulders, a son is born. Unto us a son is born. And upon his government will be, on his shoulders will be the government. He will crush his head. This is your manual, your blueprint. Jesus, go and do that. So in John, when Jesus said, Father, as you have commissioned me, that's the actual word, so now do I commission John. There was a passing on of the ministry of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus Christ needed a physical body. In order for Jesus to love people, he need people. That's why I said a while ago, I said, sometimes, thanks John, now forgive me for saying this, but I said sometimes we pray too much. We're praying much too much. We pray about the very things we should do. We should go and hug my neighbor, man. I should go and love on my neighbor. Instead of praying, if my neighbor go through a crisis, I need to go and be there for my neighbor. There's a story in Africa where, I know, you know the story. But anyway, there was a prayer meeting, and my team was so stubborn, my team didn't want to go. Why should we be there? They are a bunch of religious people. We don't want to go there. They're Pharisees. Just all the leaders. So I said, shut up, we go. Yeah, but why? I said, shut up, because I say so. So we went there, and the program went, and different preachers would get to the pulpit and pray, and one would read a scripture. And my guys next to me, their attitude was so bad. So one person get up, he came to the pulpit, and he said, let's pray for those people who've been inflicted with HIV/AIDS. Ah, everything around me tensed up, because that's what we deal with. And they started to pray and says, Father, we pray for those being inflicted and those for the Lord and their families around them. Lord, we pray that you'll enarm them. My boys, at like one man, stood up with an attitude. You know, if you stood up with an attitude and you kick the, you know, you bump your chair. And they all walked out with an attitude. Now, I had it. I went outside and said, wait, what's going on here? Where do you think you're going? I looked at me and said, well, we are going to the hospital. We're going to put our hands on those people being afflicted with HIV. Why don't you go back and pray for them? I said, okay, wait, let me get back. I run back, I grab my Bible. I said, okay, let's go. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pray, but there's a place, people, where Jesus wants us here, practically, effectively, on earth. Now, where Jesus said, let me bring the plane in. Where Jesus says, go into all the world. God wants to love the world, but we've got to go into all the world. Does that mean that we've got to close our jobs, our businesses? No. There are different worlds. There's a business world out there. There's a secular world out there. There's a world that I'm part of a world. And in my world, I need to be the salt of the earth. I need to be the light. I am the very ambassador of God. God is in heaven, man. The world cannot hear if Jesus speak. They don't know him. The Bible says in John, they don't know him, and they can't hear him, they can't see him, they don't know him. That's why I've got to be there. But I've got to be there. In my world, in your world, Peter, your world. Go into all your world. God wants to love those people, man. God wants to touch them. God. How can I bring it across? God wants them. This sin cannot affect Jesus. They cannot be so sinful that God that can block the love of Jesus from them. He wants to touch them. In your world, I grew up in the bodybuilding world, okay? That's true. At one time, I stopped going to gym because I could never gym. I would go into the gym, be there for 5 minutes, and then I would start to pray for people, and people just, I would, Lord Jesus, I would love to train, man. That's the truth. God's my witness. But in our worlds, let's be the hand of Jesus. Let him touch us. Let him touch you so you can touch them. And there's not one person who's too evil for Jesus to touch. That's the gospel. God brought me to him. He saved me so that he can touch people through me. It's not about church. Let me say this. So Jesus sent, listen now, Gordon, listen to my doctrine, okay? My doctrine sounds different. So Jesus had his passion for the world. Go into all the world. But wait for the Holy Spirit. So then in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came, okay? And they were speaking in tongues. And they had such a celebration. They had communion. They was breaking bread. And they had, the disciples performed everyday miracles, signs, and wonders. They had such a great church going. A great church. And we try to use that model for the church today. Oh, they had everything in common. Hallelujah. If someone had a need, they would give it. Now, that's great. But that great church missed out on the plan of God. Jesus said, go into all the world. But they were not in the world. They were all clustered together in a church. They had great fun in the church. And so while they were in a church, Romans 8:19, creation is an eager expectation waiting for them to get out of church. All the sons of God is standing in the church prophesying, man. Prophesying, doing all the spiritual activities, and there's nothing wrong with that, but get out of church. Go to the world. Don't be so spiritual that you cannot touch the world. Don't be so heavenly minded. Don't be so holy. get out of church. I said the other day, church, the very purpose of church is the place where we should be equipped. They should lay hands on us. They should equip us as of how to deal with the world. The main play field is not the church. We need, the world is the play field. That's why I love Linmore. My black boy, Linmore, is a true prophet. I think in 9 years that we're together, I saw him once in church, took the mic to prophesy. But I can tell you one thing. Let him be in the world. He'll tell the people exactly what's going to happen. And it will be exactly like that. We don't need so many prophets in the church, man. The church is okay. For those who don't know, we are born again, we are saved, we've got the Holy Spirit. You know, most of us, we're okay. I don't need a prophetic word. I've got the Bible at least. Who desperately need the word of God, the prophetic word is the world. I don't need somebody to come say, this is the Lord. No, man, I can read. And if you're going to prophesy anything else other than the word, it's junk. Let me do this. I was in Bible school. As a young boy in Bible school, and a prophet came to the school. And a real American prophet. We were in Africa, okay? And here comes the Americans. Wow. Hello, you know? Wow. From a guy, a prophet from the States. Come to the Bible school. And he would start shooting, and he was prophesying for everybody there. Man! And he blew everybody apart, and it was so powerful. And then the rest of us sat there. God does not love me. Where's my word? You know, everybody's getting prophetic words, but where's the black sheep, you know? Why don't we get a word? So we all felt depressed. Then later that day, or was it the next day, something, they came back. And he said, okay, let me put things straight here. Those of you who heard the word, or who got the word yesterday, you are not special. You are actually not in the word. If you were in the word, you would not have received it. It's for those who struggle to hear the word of the Lord. So to receive this prophetic word is not so spiritual. Is this okay? I'm not against it, but it's got to be in its place. So God said, I want the world, man. Let me just say, finish off a little more. Not last year, 2 years ago, we worked at a road construction. Rough people, okay? That little one would come and we said, go and check that vehicle's oil. Don't start that engine unless you check the oil. No. If they go and check, there's no oil in the vehicle. He will tell you tomorrow morning at this time, we cannot work because at this time it's going to rain. And the Lord Jesus is a witness that at 10 o'clock it would rain. So the crew start to recognize. They say, I think we need to hear from Linmore what we should do. They were just playing, okay? But that they took note. Linmore got out of church and he represent Christ there in the construction world. In his world. People, man, let's get out into our worlds. Chris always preached. He says, we've been, what's the right word? What's the word you use? No? Let me go to the scripture. I'll get the scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for the word you use. Made competent. What's the word you use? He used the word sufficient. Jesus Christ, we've got to understand now, we've been made sufficient. The day I said, Jesus, I give you my life, Jesus Christ took responsibility to make me sufficient. To in the world that I'm in, I'm sufficient. My Bible read, this is not really true. He, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, verse 6 says, He, Christ Jesus, made us competent ministers of the new covenant. You're a minister. Did you know that, Kevin? Did you know that you're a preacher? You're competent. Christ Jesus, it's not how good I am. It's not my Bible knowledge. You are competent. Christ Jesus made you competent to be out in the world. So the question is not, do I know enough? No, that's not the question. Isaiah chapter 6, when God was looking for a man, so he found Isaiah. Listen to this now. He found Isaiah, old covenant, Old Testament guy. So God wanted to use him. So in order for God to use him, an angel came out of glory land from the throne. He took a coal and he come and he touch him and he purify him. He did nothing. There was nothing he did. You're pure now. You're pure. You're competent. If Christ touch you, you're competent to represent him. You see, when we want to measure up according to the religious system, let me repeat that. When we want to compare or step into the religious system, you'll never be competent. You'll need degrees, you need criteria, what's the word? Criteria to step into the religious system. But when you step into the spiritual realm where Jesus is, you're competent. You're competent. Jesus Christ did it. You're competent. In your world, though. In your world. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you have a salt. You have a salt, man. You have a light. No man took a light and put it under a bed. Kevin, you're the light. You represent Christ in this world. The king will speak to the ambassador and will manage him. You're not on your own. You're not on your own. But now, even after the angel touched and purified Isaiah, the Lord asked, who will go for me? Who can I send? Even if this is what the Lord is saying tonight, will you go for me? It's not about church. Will you go, Peter? Will you? Will you represent Christ? Will you allow Jesus Christ to love those truckers? Not get mad at them. It's okay to get mad, but tonight, I want the question in closing. Will you allow Jesus? Will you give yourself? Say, Jesus, here I am. Use me. Send me. Here I am, Jesus sent me, man. God needs us, Jewel. You know what? Archie Binney, friend of mine, was preaching a sermon the other day. He said, we know that Jesus is our door into heaven, okay? Jesus became the door. No man can come to the Father except through me. You've got to be Jesus. He's our door into heaven. But did you realize, Anna, that you are actually God's door into the earth? We are. God need me. If God wants to touch people around me in my world, he's my door, but I'm his door. I'm his door. If you want to touch people, man. November 1986. I wrote in my other Bible. I wrote there. I said, Jesus, I wrote the date. And I said, Jesus, here I am. Send me. Next time you come to my house, I'm gonna show you. November 1986, Lord Jesus, here I am. Lord, I commit myself to represent the mighty God. Lord, let's love a people, man. Love him through me. Let me represent Christ there. Let's be a little less spiritual. And let's be a little bit more Christ-like. My Father, hallowed be thy name, that Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come on earth. Lord, as it is in heaven, let it be on the earth. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord. I pray for every single person who've heard your word, who came under the influence of the word of life this night. I pray, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you will stir us. Father, we will know that the purpose of the baptism in the Holy Ghost, Lord, was to enable us to touch people with your love, to reach people. Lord, all those, Lord Jesus, those who are out there tonight, Lord, who've got no places. Lord, those who are lost. Lord, I pray for every single person who are completely lost in money tonight. Lord, they've got so much money, but they are lost in it, my Father. Father, I pray for those who've got nothing, my Father. Lord, I pray for our wills. Lord, where we are. Lord Jesus, touch me. Touch me, Jesus. Touch us so that we can touch them. Your life, Jesus. Let your life flow through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So, Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone here now. For everyone. Lord Jesus, let your spirit touch us for everyone, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray especially for Kaylee. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Most High, touch his daughter. Lord, I pray that she will touch so many lives. Lord, you showed me the other day, Lord, that wherever she will go in life, my Father, that many people will have an encounter with Jesus Christ through her. Lord, wherever she go, Lord Jesus, let it touch people. Let it touch people. Father John and Chris and Lord, every single one of us, Lord, even Bill there, Lord Jesus, Lord, let it be by your Spirit, Father. Lord, let it be by your Spirit, Lord, that we touch people. Lord, that people will have an encounter with the living God. Lord, in our hearts, let us say, Lord, here I am. Lord, Lord Jesus, send me, Lord Jesus. I pray for everyone, Lord Jesus. I pray, Eleanor, Lord Jesus, use them in a powerful and a mighty way, my Lord. Lord, in the very world, Lord, let it be the salt, Lord Jesus. Lord, let it be the light. Lord, you cannot be a light and hide. Lord, I pray that the bright light will go up. In Jesus' name, my Father. Lord, I've been in Canada for such a long time. Lord, and I pray, Lord Jesus, let fruit come. Let fruit come, my Lord Jesus. Lord, as Chris said last night, it is your will that we will bear much fruit. Much fruit, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, we command fruit on our work. In Jesus' name. Amen.